The electronics giant won't confirm any rumours, but has promised fans the future. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go flight.
Guidance, go. Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telmu.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Good evening and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show. It is Oscar time, and on the show tonight, I'll be playing all of the tracks in contention for the Best Original Song and Best Original Score Awards, as well as music from all of the movies nominated for Best Picture. So don't go anywhere.
Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Lazy, my thoughts are hazy, but this is one thing I'm sure of. Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. You've got a double who brings you trouble, and though you're better without me, everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. A fool could see decidedly that you're a 10 and I'm a 3. A royal breed is what you need. So how do you come to be stuck with a bummer like me? You got a head full of someone dreadful, but how the someone adores you. Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. Could see decidedly that you're a 10 and I'm a 3. A royal breed is what you need. So how do you come to be stuck with a bummer like me? Oh, you've got a head full of someone dreadful, and yet alas, that someone adores you. Everybody needs a best friend. I'm happy I'm yours. And I'll bring you down, but you just don't care for your best friend is me.
Oh. the first song nominated for Best Original Song at this year's Academy Awards. That is Everybody Needs a Best Friend from the movie Ted. Music by Walter Murphy, lyrics by Seth MacFarlane, and performed there by Norah Jones. And Seth MacFarlane is actually hosting this year's Academy Awards. It's going to be we think he may be performing and singing as well, but it's a good way to start, seeing as he will be leading the festivities for us. And on to the second track nominated for Best Original Song. Very haunting. I have to say I hadn't heard that before putting this show together. That was Scarlett Johansson and Joshua Bell with Before My Time from the movie Chasing Ice. Music and lyrics there by Jay Ralph. And Chasing Ice is a 2012 documentary film about the efforts of photographer James Balog and his extreme ice survey to publicise the effects of climate change. And the film is directed by Jeff Olofsky. Well, this next song we will all know.
Thank you. your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment. So
third song in the category of Best Original Song. That was, of course, Skyfall. Music and lyrics by Adele Adkins and Paul Epworth, and performed by Adele. From the 23rd Bond film, starring Daniel Craig and directed by Sam Mendes. Okay, just two songs left in the category of Best Original Song. And here's the fourth.
Kanmaniye kannurangai poohi mai
From the movie Life of Pi, that was Pi's Lullaby, written especially for the film by Michael Dana, the music and lyrics by Bombay Jashari, who also performed the number there. And the movie Life of Pi is directed by Ang Lee and starring Shiraz Sharma and Rafe Spall. And if you haven't seen it yet, I can highly recommend it and certainly would suggest seeing it in 3D.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
The final song in contention for the Best Original Song Oscar at the 85th Academy Awards this coming Sunday is this.
Suddenly you're here. Suddenly it starts. Can two anxious hearts beat as one? Yesterday I was alone. Today you are beside me. Something still unclear, something not yet here, has begun. Suddenly the world seems a different place, somehow full of grace, full of light. How was I to know that so much hope was held inside me? What is past is gone. Now we journey on through the night. How was I to know at last that happiness can come so fast? Trusting me the way you do, I'm so afraid of failing you. Just a child who cannot know that danger follows where I go. There are shadows everywhere and memories I cannot share. Nevermore alone. Nevermore apart. You have warmed my heart like the sun. You have brought the gift of life and love so long denied me. Suddenly I see what I could not see. Something suddenly has begun.
Suddenly, from the film version of Les Misérables and written especially for the movie, music by Claude-Michel Schönberg, lyrics by Herbert Kretzmer and Alain Boublil, and of course performed by Hugh Jackman. The film was directed by Tom Hooper and stars Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe, Anne Hathaway and a host of other big-name stars, all of whom are exercising their vocal cords to the max. And as I've mentioned before, that number was performed live on set.
Phoenix FM.
And that concludes the five nominations for Best Original Song for this year's Academy Awards ceremony, which is taking place this coming Sunday. And now, straight on to the stage and screen news with, as ever, the film contribution put together by our movie journalist, Vicky Bufton. Sad news came on Monday as it was reported Richard Briers had died at the age of 76. The Good Life star passed away peacefully at his home on Sunday night. He was a master of comedy, becoming a household name in the likes of The Good Life and The Monarch of the Glen, but also indulged his love of Shakespeare in several big screen adaptations of the Bard's work with Kenneth Branagh, among others. More news from the Star Wars rumour mill has Harrison Ford signing on to return as Han Solo. No word yet from Ford or Disney to confirm, but the internet is all aflutter with tales of Ford's return to the Millennium Falcon. And as I may have mentioned once or twice already, this coming Sunday is Oscar night. And so whilst most of us will be sleeping peacefully over here, Hollywood will be awash with starry dreams being fulfilled, fabulous gowns, and the best fake smiles when people don't win. Tips for the top include Daniel Day-Lewis for Best Actor and Argo for Best Adapted Screenplay. Ben Affleck's snub for the Best Director gong leaves the competition to Steven Spielberg, David O. Russell, Michael Haneke, Ang Lee and Ben Zietlin. And we'll bring you all the news about the Oscars next week. Out at the cinema this week, Tom Hanks and Halle Berry lead the cast in this sprawling wander through time, Cloud Atlas, adapted from David Mitchell's novel of the same name. Also, Mama. Not for the faint-hearted, this tale of two children found living feral in the woods and taken in by their uncle has been giving audiences the creeps across the Atlantic. And To the Wonder. Terrence Malick's latest takes us from the blissful start of love in Paris through trials and tribulations of what comes next. The film stars Ben Affleck and Bond girl Olga Kurylenko. And at the box office this week, the cinema chart is as follows. Beautiful Creatures, the new tweeny obsession, makes a new entry at number 5, while Les Mis tumbles again from last week's 2 to number 4. New entry This Is 40 trips through the trials of getting older into number 3. Disney's Wreck-It Ralph drops down to number 2. And John McClane comes crashing into the charts at number 1 with A Good Day to Die Hard. And news from the world of the stage. Chichester Festival Theatre was the big winner at this year's What's on Stage Awards, scooping a total of 6 prizes. The West End transfer of the theatre's production of Sweeney Todd won 5 awards, including Best Musical Revival, while Andrew Wright was named Best Choreographer for the venue's production of Singing in the Rain. Chichester's Sweeney Todd, which ran at the Adelphi Theatre in London, beat musicals such as Kiss Me Kate, Singing in the Rain, to win the Best Musical Revival Award. The musical stars, Michael Ball and Imelda Staunton, won Best Musical Actor and Actress, respectively. Sweeney Todd's director, Jonathan Kent, picked up the award for Best Director, while Mark Henderson won Best Lighting Designer for his work on the musical. Other winners at the awards, which are voted for by the public and were held at the Palace Theatre on Sunday, included Sheridan Smith and Rupert Everett, who were named Best Actress and Actor in a play, respectively. Smith won for Hedda Gabler at the Old Vic, while Everett won for Hampstead Theatre's Judas Kiss. Natalie Casey, meanwhile, won the Supporting Actress in a Play Award for Abigail's Party, which was a Menier Chocolate Factory production. Abigail's Party, which transferred to Wyndham's Theatre following its run at the Menier, also won in the Best Play Revival category. At the ceremony, hosted by Mel Gierchoice and Rufus Hound, Stephen Fry won the prize for Supporting Actor in a Play for his performance in Shakespeare's Globe's Twelfth Night, which also won Best Shakespearean Production. Shakespeare's Globes productions of Richard III and Twelfth Night also won the award for Best Ensemble Performance. Meanwhile, Melanie C and Tim Minchin were named Best Supporting Actress and Actor in a Musical for Jesus Christ Superstar at the O2, and Idina Menzel won the Solo Performance Prize for her show at the Apollo Theatre in London last year. The award for Best Takeover in a Role went to Ramin Kamerlou for Les Miserables, which was also named Best West End Show. Elsewhere, the National Theatre's production of Simon Stevens' The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime won Best New Play, and Graham Lynham's The Lady Killers won Best New Comedy. Best New Musical was presented to The Bodyguard, and Boy George musical Taboo was named Best Off West End Show. American Idiot, the Green Day musical, won the regional production category, and the prize for Best Original Music went to Marvin Hamlisch for Sweet Smell of Success at the Arcola, whilst Will Young picked up the newcomer prize for his performance in Cabaret. Other winners at the event included Tom Scutt, who won the set design section for his work on both The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe at Kensington Gardens and Constellations at the Royal Court, and Danny Boyle, whose staging of the opening ceremony for the 2012 Olympics was named Theatre Event of the Year. What'sOnStage.com said more than 60,000 people voted for the awards in total. And new productions opening in London this week include If You Don't Let Us Dream, We Won't Let You Sleep by Anders Lustgarten, and starring Mira Sayal, opening at the Royal Court Theatre downstairs tonight. And then tomorrow, a new production of Macbeth, directed by Jamie Lloyd and starring James McAvoy, officially begins its run at the Trafalgar Studios. And that concludes the stage and screen news for this week. Well, for anybody who has just joined us, we are focusing this week on the coming Oscars this Sunday and looking at some of the songs and some of the music that has been nominated, and playing all of it for you tonight. So before the news there, we took a look at the songs that were in the running for Best Original Song. And now let's move on to those songs in the category of Best Original Score. From the movie Anna Karenina, that was Dance With Me, composed by Dario Marianelli. The movie was directed by Joe Wright and, of course, starred Keira Knightley and Jude Law, and is based on the book Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. And now, moving on to the second track in the category of Best Original Score. Composed by Alexandre Desplat, that was the opening titles sequence music from the movie Argo, directed by and starring Ben Affleck. And Argo, of course, won the BAFTA for Best Picture and Best Director, and as has been mentioned a couple of times, Ben Affleck has been snubbed by the Academy in terms of getting a nomination for Best Director at the Oscars. So hopefully the film will do well in other categories to make up for it. Okay, here's another piece of music, another score that is also in the running for the Oscar for Best Original Score.
Thank you.
The second piece of music to be played from Life of Pi today, that was Which Story Do You Prefer? Composed by Michael Dana. Okay, and on to the next. From the movie Skyfall, that was Komodo Dragon, composed by Thomas Newman. Now, Thomas Newman, one of my favourite composers, despite having received 11 previous Academy Award nominations for films such as The Shawshank Redemption and American Beauty, he's actually yet to win one, so could this be his year? And from a man who has no Oscars as yet, to a guy who has, well, quite a few.
Thank you.
Superb, as always, from the movie Lincoln. That was Freedom's Call, composed by John Williams. And Lincoln is, of course, directed by Steven Spielberg and stars Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field and Tommy Lee Jones. John Williams has had 48 Academy Award nominations previously, and out of all of that, has won 5.
Phoenix FM.
And that concludes the nominations for Best Original Score, and the clock is ticking now. This year, there are a total of 9 movies nominated for Best Picture, and so far tonight, I've already played the music from 4 of them. That's Argo, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, and Lincoln. And that leaves 5 more, and what I'm hoping to do in the next 8 or so minutes is rattle through them. So here's the first. That was the score from Amour, composed by Alexandre Thérard. From Beasts of the Southern Wild, also nominated for Best Picture this year, that was Particles of the Universe, composed by Dan Romer and Ben Zeitlin.
Thank you.
composed by Danny Elfman. That was Walking Home from Silver Linings Playbook. That was the score from Zero Dark Thirty, composed by Alexandre Desplat, and that leaves just one movie in the category of Best Picture to play, and it is this one. And that brings us to the end of this Oscars preview special. We've been looking at the songs nominated for Best Original Song and the music nominated for Best Original Score, and of course finishing off there with Best Picture. If you're planning to watch the Oscars this coming Sunday night, Monday morning, do enjoy it, and it's due to be a long show, so make sure you stock up in terms of refreshments. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Vicky Bufton for the screen news update. Up next is Melanie Watson with Body Talk, followed by Nick Fielder 8 with Curveballs, and as always, Joe Box will be here from 10 with Switch. I hope you can join me next week for more music from Hollywood, Broadway and the West End, only on The Stage and Screen Show. I will see you next week, 6 o'clock on Phoenix FM. Have a good week and bye for now.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Oscar Pistorius's defence team has been questioning police who don't believe the athlete's account of the night his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, was killed.